We're on Pesamet Beis 9b, and very top of the page. So we're starting right on top of the page. Now, I said we're going to finish a Rashi there, but really, it's not that important. It was pretty clear, but we'll start with the beginning of the page, a fresh piece of Gemara. So, the Gemara says that Masnisin, the way our Mishnah quotes the Machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, our Masnisin, our Mishnah that quotes the disagreement, is the Loiki Haitana does not follow the following Tana of a Braisa. The way the Braisa quotes the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is different than our Mishnah quotes the Machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rashi, look at the Rashi, Masnisin. Our Mishnah, the Katoni Bohoilochas Sulam Pligi, that it learns the Machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is about bringing the ladder to the nest to get the birds, whether you can do it or not, does not really lavke haitana, does not go like the following tana, the kotoni behoilocha moidu mipnei shetzerich yom tavi. This tana that we're going to quote you now, he says there is no disagreement between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. You are allowed to move the ladder to the net. Everybody agrees that you can move it. Because why? Because you need the birds for Yom Tov, so there's no issue in moving the ladder. The only issue is about bringing the ladder back. So our Mishnah that states that the Machloikis is by bringing the ladder to the does not follow that opinion. The Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar. Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar says, so this is his view. He says that Moedim Beis Shammai uBeis Hillel Shemalichin Es HaSulam Mishoivach L'Shoivach. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that we would lead, we can bring the ladder from one nest to the other nest. There's no problem with that. He says, Moedim Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, they both agree that you are allowed to move a ladder from one nest to the other nest. That would be no problem. Loi nechleku elo lahachzir. The machloikis is, can you return? She Beis Shammai Oimrim Ein Machzirin. Beis Shammai say you cannot bring back. UBeis Hillel Oimrim Ach Machzirin. And Beis Hillel says you could bring back. So according to this opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Elozar, there was never a machloikis whether you're allowed to bring a ladder to the nest, because that's for Yontif. The only disagreement is, can we move the ladder back from the nest? Okay. So our Mishnah, this says that the machloikis is about bringing it to the nest, cannot follow that opinion of Rav Shimon ben Elozar. Cannot follow that opinion. Okay. Further in that braisa, it goes on, it says, Omar Rav Yehuda.
I'm sorry. So his opinion is that the Mishnah that we learned is not talking about. Is he saying that there's two separate cases, or he's reinterpreting what we read in the Mishnah?
So he is actually quoting Bishamai and Bishillel different than it was quoted in our Mishnah. So he believes that that's not the quote of our Mishnah, is not accurately reflecting the views of Bishamai and Bishillel. He says, in our Mishnah, the quote is that the question is about taking the ladder to the nest. And here, Rav Shimon Elazar say, there is no disagreement over there, not like it's in our Mishnah. The whole disagreement is about bringing back the nest. So he disagrees on the quote, he disagrees on the statement of our Mishnah. He disagrees on the Mishnah. And the Braisa, the way he learns it, has a different opinion about what Bishamai and Bishillel said. So we're differing. The way Rabbi Yehuda Anasi quoted the Mishnah is different than the way Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar quotes the disagreement between Bishamai and Bishillel. He says their disagreement is only about returning. Bishamai says you can't return, and Bishillel says you could return. Everybody is allowing to bring it there. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And there is a further opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. We'll get back to it in the Gemara, in the discussion of the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bamedvarim amurim," that when is there a disagreement between Bishamai and Bishillel? It's Bisulam shel shoivach. That if it's a special ladder, which is meant for a nest. The nest ladder had a special ladder, special design. That ladder, there is a question whether you could return it or not. Abol besulam shel aliyah, but if it's a ladder which is not designated for the nest, but it's a attic ladder to climb up to the upper floor, divrei hakel asur, then all opinions would say that it is prohibited because that looks too much like a weekday. Rashi, Avol Shalia Asur, Dahu Vadai Amri Latiach Gagoy Hutzorich. Because when we're dealing with a ladder, which is a regular attic or roof ladder, over there, people will certainly suspect and say that this guy is moving a ladder for trying to plaster his roof, which is prohibited on Yontef. So we say we can't have people saying bad about you, and therefore you should not move that ladder according to everybody. The only ladder that Bishamai, that Bishillel says that you could bring back, is a ladder that has a special designation, that it's specially designed for the Shevach. Now Rabbi Doitze Omer, he has another qualification. He says, you're not allowed to move the ladder, but you can't bring the ladder from one place to the other place, but you can only bend the ladder from one window to the other window. We had different compartments, we learned earlier, in the shoivach, in the nest. So you can't actually move a ladder, but you can tilt it from one window to the other window. And we'll see soon in the Gemara, and also, what is Rav Doisa actually, the case of Rav Doisa is talking about. But he says you can only bend it, but you cannot really move it. And acherim omrim mishum Rabbi Doisa, but there's others that have different say from Radoisa. Af medadin boy. No, some you can even walk the ladder, which means you're not allowed to move the whole ladder, but you can walk it from place to place a little bit, not only whether you can only tilt it or you can also medadin. That's the other opinion in what Rabbi Doisa said. Medadin boy. So he says like this: Im hachalon rochik. If the other window is distant, ve'ein roish hasulam magia shom bo, and the top of the ladder doesn't reach there, just by tilting. Medadin raglov shel sulam ve'at ma'at. Then you walk the legs of the ladder little by little, you know, one step at a time. That is also okay. That's the end of this brisa quoted over here. And we'll see some explanation in what Rabbi Doisa is saying and what Rabbi Yehuda is saying based upon the story that the Gemara is going to say. So the Gemara tells us a story that the Bnei Rabbi Chiya Nofuk Likrayoso, the sons of Rabbi Chiya, they went out to the villages, as Rashi says, Likrayoso, Likforim, to the villages, Lirois Sodoiseim. They went to inspect their fields outside of there. And Kiosu, when they came back, Amar Luhu Abuhoin, so their father told them, Rabbi Chiya said to his sons, Klum Maise Ba Liyatchem. Did anything happen that came to your hands? Meaning, was there any halachic question during your travels that you went to inspect the fields? Did you come across any question, any halachic questions? Amruloi, so his sons tell him, Sulam boli yodenu, a ladder, an issue of a ladder, came to us, vitarnuha, and we permitted it. What is the case of the ladders of Trashi? Sulam boli yodenu, hoylocha sulam shel aliyah lishoybach. The issue they had was about carrying a ladder of an attic, a regular ladder, carrying it to the shoivach. That was the question. And they said, we permitted it. You're allowed to take the ladder of the Ali. He allowed them to take the ladder to take down the birds, even though it was a ladder of an aliyah. So Amar Lohem, so his father said to them, so Rabbi Chiya said to his sons, Tzu'u ve'osru ma'shehi tartem. Go ahead and prohibit that which you have permitted. Go tell them, no, it's not allowed to. So what's the debate over here? So, in husavr, what was their thought? Why did they permit it? Mi deka Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Because we find Rabbi Yehuda saying, "Besulam shel aliyah loy pligi," that there is no disagreement when we're talking about a ladder of an aliyah, a regular ladder, that there's no disagreement. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, which goes against the opinion of the Tanakhama. What did the Tanakhama said? The Tanakhama said that when we're talking about while everybody agrees that we are permitted to bring the ladder to the Shoivach, the disagreement is about bringing back that Beis Hillel allow and Beis Shammai don't allow. And that, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, there is no disagreement about Aliyah, which means everybody says about Aliyah that you're not allowed to bring it back. Even Beis Hillel hold you're not allowed to bring it back. So Miklal de Tanakama Sober. So that tells us that Tanakama holds Pligi, that they do. So he holds that the machloikis of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is even with the ladder of an attic, because the stipulation that we're only talking about a designated ladder was done by Rabbi Yehuda. He is the opinion that disagrees on the first opinion of the Tanakhama. So that means that the Tanakhama, who did think there was a machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that was even by a ladder which is made for an attic, for a regular ladder, not only for a shevach. And therefore, Beis Hillel permits that, that's why we permitted it. Miklal de Tanakhama sober. What did Tanakhama hold? Bishel Aliyah Pligi Bechazoro. That if it's an Aliyah, there's a machlokes by Chazora. But Umaydim Bahalocha. And he also said that you're not a leader. So the question they had over there is about leading it. But since he is saying that they're only arguing, it was Rabbi Yehuda who said they're only talking not Aliyah, but means Rabbi Yehuda was talking about even an Aliyah, and he says to bring it there, you're allowed to. So they agree, Bisham Besil agree that you're allowed to bring even an Aliyah. Even a letter, a ladder, which is a ladder designated for a regular Aliyah, you're allowed to bring it over there. That's how they interpreted the words over here. And therefore they permitted it. So how come they're wrong? The Gemara says, V'loyi. But this is not really the case. Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama are not disagreeing. They're not disagreeing. When Rabbi Yehuda says that on a ladder of an attic you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to any, you're not allowed to bring it back, you're not allowed to bring it there, you're not allowed to use a ladder of an aliyah. Rabbi Yehuda is not disagreeing on the Tanakhama, he's merely interpreting the position of the Tanakhama. That this, that the Tanakhama said, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing only about returning and not about leading it, they're allowed to. It's only talking about a ladder of a designated for a shoivach. But if it's a ladder meant for Aliyah, you're not allowed to use it at all. The Gemara says, V'lohi. It's not really a disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. The halacha would be like the Tanakhama. And that's why they permitted it. Rabbi Yehuda taima de Tanakhama komefarish. Rabbi Yehuda is merely explaining the reasons of.
I can't hear you.
Rabbi Yehuda, can you hear now? Rabbi Yehuda? Hello? Rabbi Yehuda? You can't hear? Raise your hand if you can't hear me. Can you hear me? Rabbi Yehuda? Can you hear? Okay, so where were we up to over here? So the Gemara says that there is no disagreement between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Everybody agrees that Bishel Aliyah is Asur, and that's why he told his sons that they should not allow. That's why he told him that they should have not allowed it, and an Aliyah ladder is also. How do you know this? How do we know this? And the Gemara answers midikotoni melichin es asulam b'shoivach l'shoivach. Because it says that you lead the ladder from one nest to the other nest. Leading it from one nest to the other nest implies that the ladder that was there was a nest of a ladder of a nest, because otherwise it wouldn't be by the shoivach. The fact that it says melichin es hasulam mishoivach l'shoivach, that you can lead the sulam from one nest to the other nest, right? So what kind of a ladder is there? It's a nest of a ladder of a shoivach. So he says like this, in the words of the Tanakhama, it says mishoivach l'shoivach, from one nest to the other nest. And Almo, so we see that the Sulamam Yuchel Shoivchim Koi, that we're talking about a ladder which is designated for nests. That's why it is prohibited to move it. That's why you can move it, but it almost implies that if you're going to say that the argument is, I mean, whether it's to return or to take, but if we're talking about what kind of ladder, a ladder of an aliyah, so why does it have to say that they're leading the ladder from one nest to the other nest? That you're bringing a ladder to, that would be meaning you're taking a ladder from the aliyah, a regular ladder, and you're bringing it to the nest. Therefore, we must say, that only if it is of a nest, then you can move it, but not if it's a regular ladder. Basically, the scenario that he gave in the case, the Tanakhama, he says that the machloikis is only to bring it back mishoivach l'shoivach. Everybody agrees what he says. Meidim b'shamay u'b'silo, shemalichin es hashayisulu mishoivach l'shoivach. So he's not saying to you that you're going to take a ladder to the shoivach. He says a ladder from one shoivach to the other. That means that we're talking about a shoivach ladder. So that means, implies, that it's only a shoivach ladder, not an aliyah ladder. If it will enter your mind that the disagreement is about a ladder, a regular ladder, when we're saying that you're leading this ladder from one nest to the other one, you should say that you're leading the sulam to the shoivach, not from one shoivach to the other one. Must mean shal shoivach in shal aliyah loy, that you can only move the shoivach ladder and not an aliyah ladder. That's how he knows that. Rabbi Yehuda is not disagreeing on the Tanakhama, and the Tanakhama also only allows a shoivach ladder, but not an aliyah ladder at all. So the Gemara wants to know v'idoch, but what about the sons of Rabbi Chiya? Why did they think? Why didn't they know that it's asur because it says? So their argument is mikatoni sulam shel shoivach. It doesn't say the ladder was the shoivach. It says to move it from one shoivach to the other. He's not talking about what kind of a ladder. That's your assumption that it's in the ladder of a shevach. They say mikotani sulam shel shevach. Then they have a mashma, so that it would mean shel shevachai. B'shevach l'shevach katani. It says that from one shevach to the other shevach. Ula'olam b'shel aliyah. We're really talking about a regular ladder. Uribus ashmiina. So umimenu lekavod ribus hashmiinon, he's teaching us a more novelty that the elichenu malia l'shevach rishon umimenu lekam shevachum. So how come? Because the Rashi says, so how come he's saying carrying it from one shevach to the other shevach? Why doesn't he just say carrying it to the shevach? Because he's telling you a new novelty. Not only that you bring it, you take it from Aliyah to the shevach, first shevach, and from there you can carry it to many shevach. Okay, so basically, we don't have an absolute proof from the wording of the Tanakhama to say that an Aliyah ladder was no good. Although Rabbi Chiya himself thinks that there is enough proof, because he said otherwise from shevach l'shevach implies that it's a ladder of a shevach, not a ladder of an aliyah. And they're saying no, it means a ladder of an aliyah. Instead of saying it, bringing it to the shevach, he's saying that you can even bring it to the first shevach and from there, from shevach to shevach. This is one version of the story and the discussion that took place between Rabbi Chiya and his sons. There's another version of what took place with them. Others say that what they told him was, "Hatui sulam shel aliyah bali yadenu v'yitarnuha." What came to us was not moving a ladder, it was to tilt a ladder. Whether you're allowed to move an aliyah ladder. See, before, the issue was moving b'chlal an aliyah ladder, and Rabbi Chiya said you're not allowed to move an aliyah ladder at all, and his son thought that it's okay. But in this case, they weren't talking about moving the aliyah ladder, they were talking about tilting the aliyah ladder. So Rashi, hatui sulam shel aliyah, to move this on the vaylichoy. So he says like this: vaylichoy l'shevach mibayd yom. He has brought it to the shevach from the daytime. So there wasn't an issue about bringing it to the shevach, even if we're not going to allow to do that. But this wasn't the issue. He brought that ladder there from the daytime, so he's not moving it. But ba'achshav bola toisoy mechalon mechalon. But now he wants to move it from one window to the other window. Can he move it? Can he move an aliyah ladder? And they said, we said yes. We came that case and we said we permitted it.
I thought we didn't permit it.
They're saying, hold on 1 second. They're saying, let's just see the discussion here. First, they're just telling you what the case that came before them, that they pulled the ladder of the aliyah, they came that case, and the issue was, it wasn't about moving an aliyah ladder, it was about tilting it from one window to the other window, and that was the question that came before them. They said it was okay. Rashi, okay, the Amar Lohem, so Rabbi Chiya again says to his son, this is this version, Tzu ve'asru mashi yitartav, go ahead, prohibit that which you have permitted. So the Gemara says, inhu sovor, what was their opinion? Why did they permit it? Mai deka'osar tanakama, that what was prohibited by the tanakama of Rabbi Doiso, dehu Rabbi Yehuda. He uses the word Tanakama, but this is Rabbi Yehuda. He said, "Omar besulam shalaliyah asur lahilich. He said an attic of an aliyah, you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to carry there. So on that aliyah ladder, which Rabbi Yehuda says that you're not allowed to lead, Rabbi Doisa is disagreeing. So even though Rabbi Doisa doesn't allow to move it like Rabbi Yehuda, but he, at least he will allow to tilt the ladder of the aliyah. Because Rabbi Doisa is the next opinion after Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Doisa came to say that you could tilt the ladder. So, which ladder is he talking about? The ladder that Rabbi Yehuda said that it was usur. He says you can't, on a aliyah ladder, you can't tilt, you can't do anything with it. And they said, yes, you can tilt it. That's what they came to disagree. Koshori Rabbi Doisa, that is what Rabbi Doisa is permitting. Velohi, but that's not true. My de koshori tanakamo, what they're coming to say that you can do tilting is not talking about the aliyah ladder. He is talking about the regular ladder. Which means he came actually to be machmir on what the Tanakhama said. First of all, we're not talking here about an aliyah ladder. We're talking about a shoivich ladder. According to the Tanakhama, you are allowed to move our shoivich ladder because that's for the purpose of Simchas Yontev. You can move it regardless. You can move it to the shoivich. The holy issue was to return it. And Rabbi Doisa is coming to disagree with the Tanakhama. He's saying, you're allowing to move a ladder. I'm not going to allow to move a ladder. I'm only going to allow to tilt it. He's not coming to make it more lenient on a aliyah ladder, but he's making more chomer a shevach ladder. V'loi, my dekoshori tanakama. This that the tanakama came to permit. Dainu shel shevach lahoilich. He allows a shevach ladder to lead it. It says Simchas Yontev. He says, everybody says you can do it. Also, Rabbi Doisa, says no, it's prohibited. Also, lemeimar haylocha asur hatoya shoyri. Over here, take, I disagree with the Tanakhama, and you're not allowed to lead. But the hatoya agree. Ubishal aliyah lo ayriv klali didn't talk at all about aliyah. So therefore, Rabbi Doisa did not allow an aliyah ladder to be tilted according to way Rav Chiya teaches it. Aliyah didn't talk about it. He allowed a shoivach ladder only to be tilted and not to be carried against the opinion of the Tanakhama who allows to carry it, a shoivach ladder. So therefore, Rabbi Chia didn't like the ruling of his sons who permitted the tilting of the ladder because nobody permits it. The fact that Rabbi Doisa says you're allowed to tilt it was not about an aliyah ladder, that was only about a shoivach ladder. And the case over there was an aliyah ladder. And therefore, he told them that they were wrong, the aliyah ladder, you are not even allowed to tilt it. Okay. So now we'll go back to the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Avo Mateyu, Mechalim Lechalim. You can move it from one window to the other window. So who is more strict? Mateyu Mechalim. The Mishnah says that You cannot, we have a machloikis whether you can move the shoivach, we can move the ladder, but from window to window it's okay. But I'm not sure why the Gemara brings this as a heading, but the main thing is, who Beis Shammai is strict and he says, you cannot move the ladder, and Beis Hillel is lenient and they said you could move the ladder. So we see when it comes to join Yontev, Beshamai is stringent, says you can't move the ladder, you want to get the birds. And Beshillel allows you, Beshamai says you can't get the birds, you can't move the ladder. In any case, however you want to interpret it, but our Mishnah is talking about a ladder of a shevach, not a ladder of an aliyah. But even a ladder of a shevach, Beis Shammai doesn't allow, and Beis Hillel allows you. So question whether we're talking about, you can tell about the shevach, but... So the Gemara says, Uriminu. We find in another Mishnah, in the beginning of the Perek also, of this, that Beis Shammai is more stricter. Beis Shammai is lenient and Beis Hillel is the strict one. What do you mean? Let's take the first Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Hashoichet Chayo Ve'oif B'yomtev. One who shechs a chay and oif on yomtev. And what's the issue? The issue is that you need to cover the blood of the chaya and the bird when you shecht them. So what do you do if you shecht it? B'shamay emrim. B'shamay say, yachpoir b'deker v'yichase, that you should dig with the shovel and cover in order for you to have a good, fresh bird, fresh animal on Yantav. Go ahead. And you need to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui dam be'ofer. You don't have any ready-made. You can go ahead and dig with the shovel and cover. O Beis Hillel emrim, O Beis Hillel say, lo yachpoy, lo yishchoy, don't shecht. Elim kin oyo lo ofer mucha mebe'odyoim, unless you have ready-made offer to cover it up. So what do we see over here? That according to Beis Hillel is strict. He won't allow you, even though you want to shecht the animals so that you have, or the birds, so you have what to eat for fresh on Yom Tov. He doesn't allow you. So we see that even those for Yom Tov, Beis Hillel is machmir, and Beis Shammai is mekel. And over here, when it comes to the bird nest, Beis Shammai is more strict. And Beis Hillel is lenient. What's going on? So Amar Rabbi Yechonah. So Rabbi Yechonah answers, "Mukhlafes hashita." That we have to, in our Gemara, we have to make Beis Shammai the one who is mekel, and Beis Hillel is machmir. There is a mix-up in the view. Mukhlafes hashita. Kan huchlafos shitosom. Their view has been mixed up, exchanged for the wrong one. But tzorich lapir divreim, and we need to turn the words around. So basically, that Beis Shammai will allow to move the ladder, and Beis Hillel will not allow. But tzorich lapir divreim, we have to switch it. And the Gemara says, Mimai. So the Gemara says, okay, seems like an easy way out. You have a contradiction. You have, in one case, it seems like Beis Hillel. In our case, it seems like Beis Hillel is Mekel. In the beginning of the Mishnah, Beis Hillel is Machmir. So the Gemara says, change it, that Beis Hillel is Machmir here too. He is the one that doesn't allow, Beis Shammai does allow. It's an easy way out. But the Gemara says, Mimai. Why are you, how do you know this? Why do you say, Mimai? The Mukhlefes. How do you know that this is switched around? Umay kashile l'Rabbi Yochanan. What's Rabbi Yochanan's real question? Dilma taimayu de Beis Shammai hosom. Maybe the reason why Beis Shammai say over there that you're allowed to do it, mishum de'ikot deker notes v'lekot tzad isur. Over there is talking about, as the Gemara explained, that there was already a shovel in the ground, so you're not really building because it's in there already. All what you're doing is you're removing it, so it's not a melacha, as we learned before in the Gemara. So according to Beis Shammai, the reason why he says in the Mishnah over there that it's okay because there's no problem over there. It's not like they're lenient. It's not like Beis Shammai is lenient and doesn't care about Yontev. Beis Shammai cares a lot about Yontev, but over there, it's not because Beis Shammai cares about Yontev and that's why he's allowing it for you. And your question over here is by us, Beis Shammai doesn't care about Yontev. No, over there it's not because Beis Shammai cares about Yontev. Over there is because Beis Shammai has no problem with it. He's not doing anything. So that's okay. Because Ikadeka knows Velikot Sadisun. Dilma, Ad kan lo ikabri Beis Shammai hosom elo ikadi ikadeker notes. Over there is already a shovel stuck in. But if it's a case where there is no shovel stuck in the ground, he would not allow it. There's even a side of a hint of digging. Even there should be a little digging. They would not allow. So in other words, they're not, you know, if there's any problem, Beis Shammai don't care about Yontev, that you're not going to have for Yontev, don't do it if there's a problem. So, even if you're going to be talking about there is sand that is loose sand, which is as if it's dug already, he would not allow. Only when there is no issue at all. But if there is no shovel in there, and even though there is no real problem, but just a hint of a problem, he wouldn't allow. So he also doesn't allow it either. Why? Because moving a ladder has an issue. Because we have here suspicion. People will say this guy is going to fix his roof. He's going to plaster his roof. So Beis Shammai would be pretty consistent. Over there, he allowing you because there is really no problem at all. If there was a problem over there, Itaki wouldn't allow you either. Only because you have a shovel in there, that's why he allows you. But in our case, there is a little bit of a problem. So therefore, he doesn't allow you to move the ladder. The inami, or you can go the other way also, the other way around. Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel hocho. The only reason Beis Hillel allow you over here, they have no problem over here in our case, because the nest, which is on top of the ladder designated for the shevich, proves there's no problem here at all. What's the problem moving the ladder? Everybody sees it's a shevich ladder. Avol hosom lo, but over there, they don't allow you to, even though there is no, the little shovel is in there, there's no digging, it's already dug. But the Gazri Mishum Ketisha, because they worry, maybe you're going to come to grinding, there'll be clunks of ear of sand, and you'll dig it. Dilma Zimni Deboy Ketisha. So therefore, these cases are not problematic, because in both cases, first of all, we can say that Beis Shammai has no problem when it comes to a shovel in the earth, and he allows, not because he cares about Yontif, because he allows that. And on the other hand, we can say that Beis Hillel doesn't allow here because he's worried about Kedisha, that you might come to over there. He doesn't allow because of Kedisha, but here he says there's not a problem. And the Gemara will continue, Eloi Kashia, from other places. We don't have to change it because of this place here, because this place is taka not problematic. The problem would be other Mishnahs, as the Gemara is going to continue to bring various different places where Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel disagree, which seems that Beis Hillel is more concerned about Yom Tov than Beis Shammai. And over here, in our case, Beis Shammai is not allowing, and Beis Hillel is allowing, so that Beis Hillel is more lenient, as we'll continue.